With the economic focus on putting people back to work, is free trade a problem or an answer?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. The American economy will limp along but avoid recession. That today, according to World Bank President Robert Zoellick. Speaking in Singapore, Zoellick said slow growth and high unemployment are likely to continue for some time. Now, one idea to create jobs, it's getting attention from both parties, is free trade. President Obama has championed it before, but today now the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has released its jobs plan that also asks the president to push through trade deals with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us now live to check whether free trade actually does mean jobs for this country. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Now, there's some thought that the president will talk about these deals in his job speech on Thursday before Congress. Do these agreements tend to produce jobs, Amy?
Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says these agreements would protect 380,000 jobs. Other economists say they tend not to create jobs, or at least they don't create as many as are lost. But I spoke this morning with Jeffrey Wood, an economics professor at Cass Business School in London. He says jobs aren't really the point of a free trade agreement.
We shouldn't think of it simply in terms of job creation. Some jobs will vanish and some jobs will come about. What it will do is make people better off.
Make people better. Okay, how is that?
Well, by making goods cheaper and more available. But of course, there are other concerns about free trade agreements, like human rights abuses, environmental abuses. It's not just about shipping jobs overseas.
These deals have already been negotiated with the countries. Why the delay, Amy?
Well, of course, Congress has had a lot on its plate. But in an opinion piece in yesterday's Washington Post, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed President Obama for stalling. The president has to introduce these in Congress. And McConnell says Republicans have agreed to the kinds of protections for workers that might have blocked them from passing.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott reporting this morning. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And this week, Marketplace continues coverage of The Breakdown, our economy one step at a time, with a special look at jobs and getting America back to work. Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mixed at the moment. European markets are mostly higher, but stocks in Asia were mostly down. Switzerland's national bank said today it'll begin pegging the Swiss franc to the euro, just like other countries peg their currencies to the U.S. dollar. The value of the Swiss currency has jumped big time in the last few months because of the economic uncertainty in Europe and in the eurozone. Oil is trading at around $84 a barrel with expectations that a weak global economy will hit demand for crude. Wall Street opens the week after big losses on Friday and a long Labor Day holiday for some rest. The power is still out to hundreds of thousands of homes in the southeast, at least 180,000 in Alabama today, after now Tropical Depression Lee continues to inundate the region with rain, wind, and even some small tornadoes. On the other side of the spectrum and on the other side of the country, fierce wildfires are causing big problems in drought-plagued central Texas. The fires have destroyed at least 500 homes.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
Well, online, we're all familiar with .com, .org, .net, so-called top-level domains. Well, tomorrow there's going to be a new one, .XXX. It's only for people and companies, you guessed it, affiliated with the adult entertainment industry. But .XXX could cause headaches for those of us who aren't in the adult industry. Marketplace's David Gura explains.
Stuart Lawley runs ICM Registry. That's the company that's going to oversee the .XXX domain.
ICM's registry slogan is, let's be adult about it.
Back in 2000, Lawley was retired, but he couldn't resist a big opportunity.
It seemed clear that the internet and the consumer would benefit from a clearly identified space on the internet where users could choose to select or avoid adult content.
So Lawley applied for a license to operate a new domain, and he finally got it 11 years later. Not everyone's excited about .XXX. Christina Rosette is a lawyer with Covington & Burling.
I think it's probably fairly safe to say that no trademark owner outside of that adult entertainment industry community is likely to want their brand or their brands associated with a .XXX domain name.
There's a fear cyber squatters will register trademark names. Lawley says there's a safeguard to reduce that risk. A 50-day blocking period starts tomorrow.
Someone with a registered trademark who is not within the industry and doesn't want their name registered can apply to us. They pay a simple one-off processing fee, and the name is then permanently blocked.
But if a business doesn't fork over that fee, a couple hundred dollars, Christina Rosette says it may have to pay a lot more in the long run.
They're going to have to spend at least $4,000 or $5,000 minimum to get it back.
This is something millions of organizations will have to think about. And they're going to have to think about it again and again, because there may be hundreds of new domains next year. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, the job market in this country, as we have told you many times, is pretty bad at this moment. But that's not stopping one unemployed New York man from finding work as a street comedian. 26-year-old Jason Schneider tells jokes to people in Central Park for a dollar apiece. He even has a money-back laughter guarantee. Schneider says he writes 20 or more jokes a day, hoping one or two of them will stick. Here's one. What do you call Chewbacca when he's working with clay? Harry Potter. That one was free, thank goodness. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
These days, pretty much everyone is talking about this.
I have a lot of friends that have fallen into unemployment.
Actually, I don't think we've seen any decent job growth.
Everybody is pretty much telling the same thing. We're not hiring. Try back later.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. A special look at jobs and getting America back to work on our breakdown coverage. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.